Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Come out and watch and wager at iconic Santa Anita Park. By Data Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By DKHorse.com, California horse players can watch and wager through DraftKings on racing around the world at DKHorse.com. By Legacy Ranch. Get your young horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern. Satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing. Sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Northern and Southern California each racing day. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And by the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. And now, here are your hosts, John Lindo and Bob Ike.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike, flying solo today. John Lindo has the day off, but we have plenty of show and plenty of great racing from around the country. Three huge Kentucky Derby prep races today, starting with Santa Anita, 12-race card today. Kicks off at noon, the Santa Anita Derby, $750,000 added, goes as the 10th race on the card. Imagination's the 8-5 favorite, and that'll go about 4:45. Keeneland has started their meet, and they have the Bluegrass today. They put up $1 million. That's also race 10 of an 11-race card, goes at 252. And then Aqueduct, the Wood Memorial, 10th race of 11 at Aqueduct, goes about 1:07 p.m. Pacific time. So we've got those three races to talk about. We've got racing from Oaklawn Park, Gulfstream Park, Golden Gate has 8 today. We'll cover all that and more. And I want to bring in an old friend who has been away from the show for many months now, but we're happy to have him back, and he's going to be a regular going forward. Scott Shapiro, welcome back. Hello, Scott. I'm not hearing Scott. Okay, we lost Scott Shapiro. That was quite an entry there for Mr. Shapiro. He will be back, though, so we will get all caught up with him. Santa Anita today, as I mentioned, a 12-race card. We're at the final weekend of the main meet, and then we're going to have, I think it's about 10 days off and start back again for the Hollywood meet, so there'll be a little break after next weekend. After Sunday. But today is a great card of racing, the Santa Anita Derby. We'll get into that more. And now we have Scott Shapiro. Welcome home, Scott. How are you?
Good to be back, Bob. Missed it very much, amongst other things, but really good to be back talking to you, one of my best horse player friends, and really appreciative of you guys bringing me back on and friendships I've built on this program.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you back, and we've missed you. So let's just kind of catch up with you. First of all, you've had a health situation, and that's part of the reason you've been away. So if you just want to touch on that and kind of get the listeners up to speed.
Yeah, I'll be pretty quick with that. But, yeah, I've been dealing with the effects of long COVID. I've had COVID multiple times and always had, like, a somewhat weak immune system, but for a couple of years, I've been dealing with it. Got worse in July. Had to, you know, go to a part-time. Really been struggling with some breathing issues. Had some issues with kind of doing movement. So long story short, there's been a lot of challenges. And more so than anything else has been live TV, which is my primary role at Churchill Downs. It's just been very challenging having to be on point at certain times regularly every day, you know, at every 30 minutes. So just really is a position where I've got to think about my body first, and live TV seems counterproductive even during the slow times. Can't even imagine what I'd be doing to myself if I tried to push through during a time like the Kentucky Derby.
And you're going to be moving on from CDI. In fact, you told me you turned in your last bit of work today, so just kind of touch on that, and maybe we'll talk about some future opportunities, but you're moving on from CDI Churchill Downs in Twin Spires.
I am 6 years full-time here in Louisville, and prior to that, multiple years out with you in California as a West Coast correspondent type. It's been a tremendous run being a part of the Kentucky Derby and all, but the time has come for those health reasons I mentioned, so going to take a step back from the live work. I've got some things in the works right now, should be able to hopefully talk about them next week or in the coming weeks, but definitely not getting out of the racing industry. Just going to have to move it to my mom's basement instead of the simulcasting arena.
All right. Well, you're staying in the industry. That's what counts. We know you love it. You do the work, which I respect tremendously. And again, it's great to have you back. So let's get into the show and let's start talking about, first of all, what we saw last weekend and what we might see today. Your impressions of Fierceness winning the Florida Derby earned a huge buyer and probably stamped himself as the favorite in the Kentucky Derby a month from now.
Yeah, I would think so. I would agree, unless maybe Sierra Leone runs a monster race, maybe in the Bluegrass today, which we'll talk about in a moment. Fierceness is a likely favorite, and deservingly so. We've seen his upside. It's tremendous. We saw it in the Breeders' Cup out on the West Coast in the Juvenile, and then we saw it last week in the Florida Derby. But questions to be answered. He's never put two big ones together, and he walked on the lead despite being awesome at in Florida last time. So are you willing to swallow a short price in a 20-horse field likely, or a big field if not 20, with a horse that maybe seems to need things his way? When he has them his way, he's awesome, but when he has it, he hasn't really been able to prove thus far in his career he can handle adversity. So right at this point, I'm not really sure who I love in the Derby or even like, but I think I'm going to be taking a chance against Fierceness for the reasons I mentioned.
I think a lot of us feel the same way about this horse. I know Jay Privman tweeted right afterwards, and that was my impression as well. When he breaks running and he gets into that high cruising speed, whether he needs the lead or not, but if he's pressing, this horse has been very, very good, winning the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, winning last week with big numbers. The races where he doesn't break as sharp and encounters some adversity, he has been very ordinary in those three races. So you're right. It's a matter of, I think, how he comes out of the gate. We're going to have a 20-horse field at Churchill Downs. So you're willing to take a short price if you're betting on this horse, and seemingly a horse who really wants things his own way. And as we know, Mr. Shapiro, that's seldom the case in the Kentucky Derby.
Exactly. You know, it may work out for him. He might get that, you know, Nyquist American, not to take anything away from their efforts, but that, you know, perfect pressing trip or make the lead. You know, if he does, we might be ripping up our tickets. But outside of that, you know, like you said, very little goes as planned in that race with 20 horses breaking from the gate and that mad dash to the first turn. So it'll be interesting to see if the public jumps on Fierceness. I know a lot of folks probably feel the way we do about it. So, you know, price dependent on everything.
Well, let's talk about what we saw at in the UAE Derby in Dubai. The Japanese horse, Forever Young, remained undefeated. He won two of the big races in the Mideast, including previously in Saudi Arabia. The horse is very good. They keep him wide. Apparently, he doesn't like kickback. I think this horse has a lot of ability. The problem is the history of the UAE Derby leading into the Kentucky Derby has never really produced much of any kind of run at all. So your thoughts on Forever Young?
Well, you know, at some point it does feel like the Japanese, with all the other races they've won over here in the States and what they've got going over there, are going to break through with a Kentucky Derby or a Triple Crown win. I agree with the UAE Derby thoughts. The one thought is, I know Dermisotagake didn't run well last year, but I think he had a lot of trouble in there and then really showed him he belonged later in the season, of course, in the Breeders' Cup. So maybe if things are a little bit differently this time around, you know, maybe it's a little bit of a weaker group this year for Forever Young to take. You mentioned the issues. Obviously, drawing inside would be really detrimental to his chances. But I did like the way he finished better this time out as opposed to his prep for the UAE Derby, where he was on the long lead much of the way. He seemed to be more professional, and he was wide throughout and still got the job done.
Let's talk about Muth winning the Arkansas Derby and maybe some ramifications, because there is now a pending lawsuit. But let's get to the race first and then the lawsuit. Muth, who chased home Fierceness last year in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, I thought those two were really good on that day. And Muth has been good this year, 2-for-2, and I thought his win in the Arkansas Derby was a very handy effort.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was the most professional effort to date. I thought it was, you know, handling the ship. Obviously, being able to dispose the other speed was not a perfect trip in terms of being, you know, he was caught three wide a little, but he remained in the clear and had a pretty good voyage all said and done, but really liked the way he finished. You know, I mean, it's just disappointing. I'll be straight honest about it. I just want to see the best horses run in the Derby, and the fact that Luth and Fierceness both won't be in there is disappointing as a racing fan.
So here's what happened following the Arkansas Derby is Zidane Racing has filed a lawsuit against CDI seeking injunction to allow Baffert to run in the 2024 Derby, specifically this horse, Muth. Mr. Zidane spends millions of dollars at the two-year-old sales, and his contention is he bought colts then, pointing for this year's Kentucky Derby because Bob Baffert was supposed to be allowed to run after the two-year penalty box. So I can definitely see the point. It's not a lawsuit filed by Baffert, so hopefully CDI is not going to slap another year on Bob Baffert, but not sure how it'll turn out, but I certainly see the reasons for it, and we will kind of keep you up to date as that moves along. Sometimes the wheels of justice don't turn that quickly, so I don't know if Muth will be allowed in this year's Kentucky Derby, but certainly something to follow. I think there's a lot of implications as well, Scott, with, you know, the future book betting, the future pools where no Bob Baffert horse was allowed in. I mean, how would this work even if at the last minute Muth was allowed to run in the Kentucky Derby?
Yeah, there's a lot of questions right there. I'll try to go at them a little bit here. But the first part is that the time does seem to be a little bit absurd in terms of hoping that our justice system gets this through. And, you know, I'll say that from a logic perspective, I think Zidane makes a great point. You know, his perspective as an owner was that these horses were going to be eligible for the Kentucky Derby with Bob Baffert as his trainer when he purchased them. And I think that makes a lot of sense from logic. Legally, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how much legal ground he has to stand on here. But ultimately, you know, I think both sides in this situation could have done things better. My big issue here is, as an American, I just kind of do not really believe in the fact of adding on time when a sentence is served. And that's my biggest issue with it. Obviously, wanting to see the best horses run is, you know, what I'm after.
Well, let's look at today's one of the big three Derby prep races, the Bluegrass at Keeneland. It's a field of 10. Encino, who drew outside, has scratched. So we've got a 10-horse field. Sierra Leone, the 2-1 favorite, who's drawn outside. How do you see the Bluegrass, Shopper?
Yeah, I think this is unquestionably one of the best, if not the best, of the prep races so far. The Risen Star looked real strong at the time. Obviously, with the recency bias and knowing what happened, this looks like the strongest at the moment. And interesting Encino coming out. I gave him a little bit of a long shot look. You know, the Risen Star winner, Sierra Leone, his stablemate, or sorry, not his stablemate, Chad Brown, one of the Chad Brown runners in here, the one to beat in here, Bob. You know, he's done very little wrong. His only loss was in the Remsen by a nose when Doorknock was on the better part of the track, the way the track was playing that day, and came back on him. But, you know, he's going to be coming from well off the pace. It remains to be seen if the track will play towards that. It was a little speedy, I thought, yesterday, and I'll have to work out a trip. You know, on the front end, it's likely that Doorknock, the younger brother to last year's Kentucky Derby winner, is likely to be involved early under Luis Saez. He's 3-1. I also think Just a Touch will be involved for Brad Cox. This is a horse that has done very little wrong himself, but has never raced over a fast track and has never raced over a two-turn surface. So some questions there, but they've always thought quite a bit of this horse. And then you've got the other Chad Brown runner, 15-1, and Top Connor, who's along the inside. And we'll see if he gets sent aggressively to set things up for Sierra Leone. But fun race where I ended up landing on Just a Touch. A little bit concerned that he might get overbet here. He's 7-2 on the line, but just has the look, the pedigree of a two-turn horse. And I think the Cox Barn has always been high on this horse. So Just a Touch for me in here. I have a lot of respect for Sierra Leone, but just concerned he may have a little too much to do in trying to run down the speed.
And we want to stay at Keeneland and get a radio play from you. Obviously, they opened yesterday. This is one of the premier boutique meets in the country. We like to look forward to Keeneland. It leads right into the Churchill Downs meet. So a lot to choose from. Where do you want to go for your radio play, Shepper?
Well, we're not going to waste any time, Iker. My first day back, we're going to go to the opener to try to get things started the right way. The maiden special, 3-year-old going a mile in the 16th, and I like the 5, Elephant Ear, a second-time starter for Kenny McPeak. The son of Vino Rosso debuted at Fairgrounds at the two-turn distance, obviously not easy to win at two turns, first out. And ran into a pretty good horse, and I just thought it was used as a prep and learning experience like many of the McPeak firsters. Brian Hernandez Jr. was aboard that day. That's Kenny's main man. He rides the team in main track extremely well. So I'm going to roll with number 5, Elephant Ear, 9-2 on the morning line in today's opener at Keeneland in about 42 minutes.
Yep, kicks off at 10 a.m. Pacific time, so we will look forward to getting Elephant's Ear home. Just real quick, Shapper, before I let you go, I want to talk hoops. We've got the NCAA Final Four going on in Arizona. 2 games today. The first one tips at 3:05 and then 5:45. 2 heavy favorites. Now, I generally come on and give picks during this time of the year. I'm 1-1, had 1 winner and 1 bad opinion last week. I keep trying to beat Alabama, and they keep sticking it to me. But today, UConn, an 11.5-point favorite. They look like the juggernaut they were last year. Purdue, 9-point favorite over the great story, NC State, the 11 seed who has made it all the way to the Final Four. Any opinions here? I really don't. I think the favorites are going to win. I don't know about the points involved, but I'm probably passing today. Any thoughts for those who participate for recreational purposes?
I feel similar in the fact that I don't have a strong opinion in terms of, you know, the points. I expect UConn to roll, whether I'm tired of trying to beat Alabama like you. I've done it twice unsuccessfully. But I'm really excited to root for NC State. Nothing against Purdue, but that team is fun. DJ, the big man, versus Purdue's big man. Edie, obviously, going to be a lot of fun. So I'm just going to be an NC State Wolfpack fan today and keep the betting to the racing.
All right, Schaefer, I'm going to promote a couple things here. You can stay on or not. That's up to you, but we appreciate you having you back, and you'll be a regular going forward, and good luck today at Keeneland.
Thank you so much, Iker. Great to be back. Good luck at Keeneland and Santa Anita for you, and looking forward to being back regularly.
Very good. I'm going to give out a radio play here. I'm going to go to Santa Anita for the seventh race on the card. This is going to be my radio play. A race that's loaded with speed. A number of these are stretching out. A lot of early speed. I think it can set up for somebody from behind. And for me, that's going to be number five, Mrs. Astor, who's 6-1. She's an old friend of mine. I caught her at Gulfstream when she broke her maiden back in January of 23. That was part of the coast-to-coast races that day. And she hasn't won since then, but has shown good ability, finishing a good second behind Ruby Nell at Del Mar in the summer here, has had some time off. I think she's going to fire fresh. So for me, my radio play is going to be the seventh race today, number five, Mrs. Astor, 6-1 on the morning line. I put out my selection sheet today. Races 3, 7, 11, best plays. I put $168 into the late pick five. John Lindo, who is not on the show today but did plenty of handicapping, he put out his selection sheet, the Lindo Report, for both Santa Anita and Keeneland, full card selections, and that is brought to us by the South Point. Don't forget to give Steve Johnson a call there. Get the Thoroughbred LA Horse Players rate. They do a great job for the horse player. So call the South Point, 866-780-7223. Final promotion here is our Kentucky Derby seminars, which are the Derby's a month away. It's a month from today. We will be doing seminars. First of all, John Lindo and John Hardoon are at the South Point Friday, May 3rd at 6 p.m., and they'll be doing their traditional Derby seminar. Myself, Jay Pribman, and Dwayne Colucci will be at the Rampart in Summerlin, same night, same time, Friday, May 3rd at 6 p.m. I believe both events will be live streamed if you can't be there in person. And the Rampart has a great package if you want to get up there for a two-night stay. It's a special Kentucky Derby package where the rooms are $195 a night. That includes the resort fee. You need a two-night minimum. So go to the website, jwlasvegasresort.com. Click on the Deals and Packages tab. Put in the promo code YX1 and get that rate. That will include the seminar. That will include a complimentary Derby program. Let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from Today's Racing Digest, Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
I can feel you watching in the night. All alone with me, we're waiting for the sunlight.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, we really do have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today, of course, is the big day as we present the 87th running of the Santa Anita Derby. Among the leading contenders expected for this year's Santa Anita Derby are Maimon and Imagination for trainer Bob Baffert and Stronghold for trainer Phil D'Amato. A tremendous day of racing that features four other stakes, including the 85th running of the Santa Anita Oaks. A special wager will also be offered today called the Big Three Pick Three that consists of the Wood Memorial, the Bluegrass Stakes, and the Santa Anita Derby. A tremendous day of racing also includes Santa Anita's Derby Day 5K, a spring carnival in the infield, and a Santa Anita Derby Beer Festival. First post time today is 12 noon. The Easter Egg Hunt will now take place tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th, in addition to Fiesta de Santa Anita in the infield. For more information, go to santaanita.com. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Developed by Horsemen, horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643. 888-938-4643 or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Now there you go again, you say you want your freedom.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike hosting today. John Lindo has the day off. Want to talk about cowbreds. We don't particularly have a cowbred of the week result, but how about good luck to a couple cowbreds running in major races out of state today. Big Pond goes in the Grade 1 Madison at Keeneland, and Yo-Yo Candy goes in the Bayshore Stakes at Aqueduct. So good luck to those two cowbreds. Remember, starting with the Santa Anita Spring Meet here on April 19th, the bonus for cowbred or cow-sired horses winning a maiden special weight will be $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar, $10,000 at Los Al, Golden Gate, and the North NoCal Fairs. Those bonuses are funded by the CTBA and the TOC. Also want to wish good luck to our friends Pete and Ev Perella, Legacy Ranch. They've got some runners in today, including 2x4 by Clubhouse Ride and Known Idea. They're in the Echo Eddie Stakes. And Curlin's Chaos, another son of Clubhouse Ride, in today's Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. Get a hold of Terry Knight up at Legacy Ranch. His phone number is 510-928-4980. Legacy Ranch will take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky, who is the regular handicapper for the Southern California Newspaper Group. Good morning, Bob. How are you today?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Looking forward to a really great card of racing throughout the country. It's kind of our last chance for the major prep races, Bob, and we'll go to school watching them all, and then a month from now, it's Derby Day. So interesting, fun cards from three or four different tracks today. So I know you're going to be tuned in and watching intently.
No, absolutely. Looking forward to all the races. You know, the Bluegrass, I think, is the race I'm most looking forward to of the Derby preps, and interesting to see how that goes. I think Sierra Leone's a very, very nice horse. And, you know, he might be the horse to beat in the Derby, provided he runs well today.
Well, let's talk about our local Derby. The Santa Anita Derby goes as race 10, $750,000 up for grabs. It's an 8-horse field. Morning line favorite is Imagination at 8-5, Stronghold at 5-2. Is it just those two, Bob, or can you get any deeper into this race?
Well, I think they're the two principals. You know, Imagination is certainly, you know, very game in beating his stablemate, Wind Me Up, in the San Felipe. They were well clear of the rest of the field. The time before that, he gave May Moon, who I think would be favored in this race if he was running, a real scare and an optional claimer. And then Stronghold, that was a nice debut for him at Sunland Park, his first start of the year. He's reportedly trained very well since then. So I think they're the two main horses. You know, Tapelo seems to be getting better. He chased Endlessly last time, and Endlessly, of course, went on to win the Jeff Ruby at Turfway Park. That last race of his was on the synthetic track at Golden Gate. Now he's back to the dirt. He did break his maiden here. He seemed to be improving, so I guess he'd be the third horse. But I think the top two betting choices are the ones certainly to beat in here.
And you've got your home track horse in too, Bob, Weinstock, who won the Los Al Futurity in very game style over Stronghold. He's the other Baffert entrant in here. So maybe not the deepest Santa Anita Derby we've ever seen, but a couple few talented horses, and we will see what happens. Stronghold can get some points, obviously, today and get enough to get into the Kentucky Derby. Oh, Bob, we want to get a radio play from you. Where do you want to go on this 12-race card from Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to a horse. I don't know if she'll be that big a price, but I think she's a pick five single in the early pick five, number six, Lottery. She was really troubled in both of her races at Del Mar. I thought she could have won either one of those races last year in her first two starts in the U.S. I think if she gets clear sailing today, she'll get the job done. I don't think this is a strong group of maiden fillies. So number six, Lottery in race five.
Bob Mazursky, brought to us by todaysracingdigest.com. thinks Lottery is going to get it done. Race five, that's the six horse and the 5-2 favorite. Bob, good luck today. We'll check in with you again next Saturday.
All right, good luck to you, Bob. Take care.
Okay, that was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. How's it going?
Doing well, and we're excited because the Golden Hour bets are back this week after Santa Anita didn't run last weekend, so... And next weekend, we won't have Santa Anita taking some time off. So we need to really make some hay here this weekend with the Golden Hour bets. And you always give us two selections, Bruce. So why don't we start in Northern California?
Yeah, let's go to, you know, the Golden Hour races are okay, but I like the sixth race. So maybe you could put a pick three together here. I like the race leading into the late races. The sixth race is an allowance race for three-year-olds. Bob, I'll tell you, a horse getting very good right now is the four JB Books. He's won 3 of 5. He did well in his first three starts. He had a win and a second-place finish in a starter allowance race. The only thing I could think of is the Lasix. When you look at him, he looks like he's just a better version of what he had been earlier on. He has won 2 in a row, 1 at a mile, and the other at 6 furlongs. What was noteworthy about both performances, Bob, was that the races didn't set up for a closer. They went slow early in both races. He overcame the slow pace, and he won going away. I think he's just figuring things out with Lasix. I don't know. There should be ample speed in here. The rail come out fighting. The 3 Tamarindo Star and the 6 Meeking all want to be up closer on the lead. This horse should get a great setup, and I think he's just going well. He's taking a baby step up in class from starter allowance to an allowance. Let's go with the stretch running number 4, JB Books, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
That'll work, 8-1 up at Golden Gate. And let's come south. Where do you want to go on this great card at Santa Anita?
How about the 11th race at Santa Anita, an allowance race at a mile on the grass? The horse that really intrigues me here quite a bit is the 6, Ottoman Prince, for Phil D'Amato. Now, you go back, I like to watch these Euro tapes. When he was last seen in Great Britain at Epsom, he won a handicap stakes race. Watch the tape of this race. The horse laid a couple lengths back behind a slow tempo, laying up in third, got to the front, won going away. I have to tell you, Bob, this rider did not look very good. He just was really kind of ugly, bouncing up and down. He was off balance. I'll tell you what, this horse won despite, I believe his name is Morgan Cole, won despite the rider. This horse was bought privately, apparently, came to the U.S. 5 months later. And kind of a curious spot. They shortened him up to 6.5 furlongs and ran him in a graded stakes. He was up close to the front runner, Mucho de Oro. I think he just was kind of out of his element that day, running in a U.S. pace sprint race off the layoff. And he wasn't embarrassed, but I don't think that's what he wants to do. Fast forward to today. He drops in against allowance horses here. There is plenty of speed, all kinds of speed to set it up. If DeTore can get him a little bit anchored today, I think he can make one run. I think he's set up beautifully. Love his chances. Race 11, let's go with the 6. Ottoman Prince listed at 6-1. I'm 5-1 on the morning line.
And first-time Lasix as well, Bruce, another angle. We love having you on. You do the work. You watch those Euro tapes. I love it, Bruce. You come with an opinion every week, and let's hope this is a good one as well. Tell us what's available today at betonbruce.com.
Thanks for those kind words. Appreciate it. We have the full card analysis at Santa Anita, 12 races, the last 6 at Keeneland with audio. That's on the full card. Also, best bets at Santa Anita. Mostly late races today at Golden Gate as part of the late Golden Hour races for you, all at betonbruce.com.
Excellent. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.
Take care, my friend.
All right. That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, it's going to be John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. You're listening to a sensory overload Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. This weekend, the top California juveniles begin their racing careers while preparing for the trials to the Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity on April 21st. Plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. And horse players, Los Alamitos is the perfect place to enjoy all of the national simulcast racing action. From Santa Anita and Golden Gate to Gulfstream Park and the top New York tracks. Enjoy a comfortable and ample grandstand each and every day with large screen TVs, plenty of wagering machines, and the friendliest staff in racing. Or reserve a table in the beautiful and plush Vessels Club. For Kentucky Derby Day reservations, call 714-820-2681. And don't forget about Burgart's Sports Bar, our newest wagering room with more than 60 HD TVs and a full bar. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at DKHorse.com.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. Betonbruce.com.
Get an early start and win your way into the 2025 National Horse Player Championship. The Wager to Win Handicapping Contest at the Treasure Island Hotel Casino in Las Vegas, April 20th and 21st, offers the top two finishers spots for the 2025 National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. And winners will also receive up to 4 nights complimentary accommodations and round-trip airfare. Players will also share in cash prizes of up to $180,000. Entry fee is $500, and space is limited to just 60 players, so sign up now. You must be an NHC Tour member to qualify. Memberships are available at ntra.com. For more information, call 800-944-3777. Special room rates during the tournament are available at Treasure Island, so make plans now to come out and win your way to the National Horse Player Championship.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, a Saturday edition. I'm Bob Ike. A couple words from our sponsors first. How about DK Horse? Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official affiliate of DraftKings. New customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code TBLA only on the DK Horse app. And also it was announced that DraftKings and Naira have teamed up and partnered up with DraftKings being the presenting sponsor of the $1.25 million Travers Stakes at Saratoga, and that's on October 24th. And also, you need past performances for days like today, so bet with confidence when you use the new Daily Racing Form All Access Past Performances. With one of the best-in-class products, you now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, and Timeform US. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today. John Hardoon, good morning. It looks like great weather in New York and all over the country for these Derby prep races today. How you doing, John?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Doing really well, and looking forward to today. We go to school kind of for the last major weekend of prep, so we'll all be watching. First of all, what kind of number did Fierceness get in the Florida Derby on the rags and sheets? Had to be a low number.
Yeah, it was. It was the best race that he's run yet. It was a 5, and that's good news if you want to play against him in a month from today, because I certainly do. Listen, there's no doubt about his talent. He certainly has a lot of talent, but, you know, his 3 wins were when he found easy leads without any problem. That's not going to happen in the Derby. He's going to face early pressure, and, you know, you want to bet a horse like that at a short price, go ahead. But I think it's a good betting opportunity when you could try to beat a short price horse.
And, John, part of the rags and sheets theory on the bounce factor with the real low number, better than he's ever done, that goes into your thinking as well, trying to beat him, correct?
Exactly. He'll only have 5 weeks from that race. Usually you want to look for at least 6 weeks when you're coming off of a big effort like that. But again, he's going to be short. He certainly has a world of talent, and he certainly could win. But you want to bet a short price horse, you want him to look pretty good and have no holes in him, and I think there are holes involved here.
Well, let's look at today's Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, John, a race that, let's be honest, has not been very productive over the last couple decades heading into the Kentucky Derby. You've got a solid favorite in the race in Deterministic, who's 7-5, comes off 2 wins for Christoph Clement, $750,000 going 1 1/8 today. How do you see the Wood?
Well, he ran a big figure last time out, and he has plenty of time since that race, and he's certainly the horse to beat off of the figures. The problem is he's never been 2 turns. He's going to try it today for the first time. He certainly could win, but horses in there that interest me are the one horse resilient. Now, remember, Deterministic has enough points to get into the Derby, so you want to try to find horses that must get points today, and Resilience, the one horse, and the 9 horse, Tuscan Sky. Both of these horses have an extremely a lot of talent, let's put it that way. And they're both going to be squeezed to the max, where Deterministic may not be. And for that reason, I think he's a little vulnerable. But again, he's the fastest horse off the figures. If you're looking for price horses, the 1 or 9 may be the way to go.
All right. And, John, I know you've done a lot of work on, I think, 4 tracks today. So how about a couple radio plays from you? Where do you want to go for your first one?
All right, let's go to Keeling. I look at race number 6. It's 7 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 2 horse in here, Wicko. This is a 4-year-old colt from the Wesley Ward barn. Last race was run on synthetic. Last year at Keeneland, he ran the best race of his life. He returns to the main track today at Keeneland. I ride Ortiz aboard to ride 4-1 on the morning line. Number 2, Wicko, wins today's 6th race out at Keeneland.
And how about your second play, John?
Let's go to Santa Anita. Look at race number 5. It's a maiden special weight event on the turf. It's a full field of 11, but it is a terrific betting race, Bob. And I love the number 1 horse in here, Certitude. 3-year-old filly from the John Sadler barn. 3 career starts. She's improved in each and every one of them. She stretches out to 2 turns today for the first time. She has the advantage of breaking from the inside. Hector Berrios aboard to ride. 12-1 on the morning line. I like number 1, Certitude, to upset and win today's 5th race out at Santa Anita.
That works, John. So tell us what you covered today. What's available at the website?
We have Aqueduct Keeling, Oakland, and Santa Anita selections. 3 best plays, $10. 4 cards, $25.
JohnHardoon.com. We will be watching very intently today, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next Saturday.
Thanks, Bob. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets, and let's bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com and today's RacingDigest.com. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. You're flying solo today, are you?
Flying solo. Lindo has the day off, but we have so much to cover that today that it's been kind of an easy run for me here. So thank you for coming on, as always. Looks like great weather from all over the country. What about that huge debut by Mindframe on the Florida Derby undercard last week?
I feel bad for that poor horse. I've said it year after year. Pletcher usually unveils something, you know, right out of the box that was a late developer or had bumps in the road along the way of their developing. And I'm sure off of an effort like that, he's going to be thrown right into the fray somewhere along the line. And I always feel bad because, you know, I'm a little old-fashioned or a lot old-fashioned in the sense that you need a little foundation before taking on the big boys. But off an effort like that, I just hope he holds up. That's all I can tell you.
All right. Well, let's hope so. And maybe not like the old days, right, Toby? You'd go from allowance maiden to first level allowance, second level allowance, and work your way up. There aren't as many allowance opportunities and probably not as much patience these days anyway. Let's go right into the big race.
Right. Bred for speed. The mindset is speed. Let's go, go, go. And, you know, those that are left standing keep going. And those don't, they go by the wayside, which one of the things that's slowly but surely pushing me to the exits.
Toby, nuts and bolts. We're back to the championship meet, quote, championship meet at Gulfstream is over, so it's more nuts and bolts racing, and I know that's not all bad for you. You enjoy those kind of cards, so looking at today at Gulfstream, where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'll take you to race 6. It's a turf race. $25,000 claimers, non-winners of 2 life. They're going a mile and a 16th in here. Phillies and mares 3 and up. And I like the 4 off the claim. Her name is Calming Sea. Kelly Breen is a very good claiming trainer. Paco Lopez was listed to ride, but he's at Keeneland today. So Chris Landeros is going to take the call. I still like Calming Sea to get the job done. Behind her, we're looking at the 3, Sister Nell, the 6, Reconnecting, and the 7, Confer. That is 4, 3, 6, 7. Be like heaven to make a little hit in today's 6 at Gulfstream Park.
Calming Sea for Toby Callett in the 6th at Gulfstream Park. And Toby, before you go, just real quick, I believe the Masters starts this week, right? Thursday's the first day?
I think so. I think you're right.
Have you ever had the opportunity to play Augusta or even beyond the grounds of Augusta National?
No, I have trouble. You spot me the A. I have trouble spelling the rest of Augusta. You know, to coin a phrase that's been used for other people before. Never been there. have less desire to go, to be honest with you, than most. The tickets are in a lottery. They're hard to get, getting good seats. I know guys with great connections that have never been able to get anything but a practice round. So watching on TV is fine. And I'll play the good courses that I can come across along the way. The invite ever comes, I won't say no. But in order to attend, I'd rather be talking to you on the radio.
All right. Well, I know guys that have been in the lottery for 40 years, Toby, and they're still waiting for that ticket as well.
I got you. It doesn't surprise me to hear that.
But it would be a fun bucket list place. Boy, it looks absolutely majestic on TV. I can only imagine what it must be like in person. So maybe someday, Toby, we'll get to walk those grounds.
Well, yeah, I'd like to play there. You know, play, I would walk there to play. But to go there as a spectator, I think you'd have to handcuff me and throw me in the trunk and drop me off at the door.
All right, Toby. TobyCallett.com, today'sracingdigest.com. Let you get you home today with Calming Sea, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the time.
Okay, that was Toby Callett. Take our final time out when we come back. Michael Rona from Los Alamitos, that'll be our final guest on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. You're listening on AM 830 and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, we really do have a great weekend of live racing lined up at Santa Anita Park. Today, of course, is the big day as we present the 87th running of the Santa Anita Derby. Among the leading contenders expected for this year's Santa Anita Derby are Maimon and Imagination for trainer Bob Baffert and Stronghold for trainer Phil D'Amato. A tremendous day of racing that features four other stakes, including the 85th running of the Santa Anita Oaks. A special wager will also be offered today called the Big Three Pick Three that consists of the Wooden Memorial, the Bluegrass Stakes, and the Santa Anita Derby. A tremendous day of racing also includes Santa Anita's Derby Day 5K, a spring carnival in the infield, and a Santa Anita Derby Beer Festival. First post time today is 12 noon. The Easter Egg Hunt will now take place tomorrow, Sunday, April 7th, in addition to Fiesta de Santa Anita in the infield. For more information, go to santanita.com. The top jockeys, the top trainers, and world-class racing are all here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the horse racing action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code TBLA. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus. Wagering only available while physically present in California. Eligibility restrictions apply. One per new customer match calculated on the first deposit, up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And if you can't be out at Santa Anita today to see live racing, here's a couple options. The OC Tavern is now open for simulcast wagering. In fact, the full food and beverage service started yesterday. OC Tavern is located at 2369 South El Camino Real Road in San Clemente, just right off the 5, easy to get to, and really has been refurbished in great style. Also, one of my favorite places, the Derby Room at Fairplex, is now open for satellite wagering. Inland Empire residents, get out there. The staff at the Derby Room is waiting to serve you. Great menu, great audio-visual presentation. Say hi to Brandon and Monica. Tell them you heard about it right here on TBLA. Let's bring in our final guest today, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. Good morning, Michael.
Good day, Bob.
We're all back in action after taking last weekend off, so excited about that. Tell us about your feature race tonight, the James Smith Handicap.
It's the last of nine for three-year-olds at 350 yards, and the favorite on the morning line at 6-5 is number 8, Ready For It, strictly the one to beat from the outside post position. Will be very tough for trainer Monte Arosa and jockey Armando Cervantes. The horse was a stakes winner last summer, halfway through his juvenile season, and most recently finished second in the Grade 1 Winter Derby. He's drawn to win, and he should win. Now, outside Ready For It, it's a wide-open affair. Several Exacta contenders, if you want to look at the race from an exotic standpoint. Arosa has a second entrant, number 2, MV Royal Papacito, who figures very logically, qualified to the PCQHRA Breeders' Futurity last fall, had a successful trip to Lone Star Park late in the year, and he looks like he's got a solid chance. He broke through the gate before failing last time out in his seasonal debut. He had a legitimate excuse. Relief factor number 5 also could figure in the finish, but if you're looking for the ultimate exacta horse, number 7, Winner's Share, has dropped Win Photos to Ready For It, and two other horses in this field, Sneaky Kid and Favorite One. He also lost the photo finish to an excellent horse, Optical Illusion, in a trial to the 2 million Futurity. He's had one win, 4 seconds from his 9 starts. He'll break from post 7 directly inside the favorite. So, Ready For It to win, Winner's Share number 7, or perhaps the other Arosa in the Royal Papacito number 2 for the minors.
And Michael, 4 2-year-old races tonight. Love to see that.
Yeah, and we're 2 weeks away from the kindergarten Futurity trials, Bob. It'll be interesting to see how many of these youngsters turn around in that slightly limited time frame. Plenty of gate works to check out for free at losalamitos.com.
Well, give us a post time tonight, and let's get your radio pick, Michael.
We kick off at 6:35. I'm going to race 4, a 300-yard condition claiming race for three-year-olds and up. Number 7, Diamondback, has the outside alley, and he won from the outside post position number 7, 2 starts back to end his 2-year-old campaign. His three-year-old debut was quite solid after being a little antsy in the gate. And he gets back to the jockey who won on him 2 starts ago. 7-2 on Ed's morning line, and is a solid chance in a race full of chances. Race 4, number 7, Diamondback.
Diamondback. Let's get it home at 7-2. Michael, you mentioned the website, losalamitos.com. You can go there for check out all the workout information on video, which is great. And Sunday nights, in case there is no pick six carryover from Saturday to Sunday, you guys seed that pick six with $10,000. So a lot to look forward to this weekend at Los Alamitos. Michael, I'll let you go. Good luck, mate, and we will talk to you again next week.
Good on you. Thanks, Bob. Hooroo.
All right, that was Michael Rona. I want to thank Howard Drescher inside for running the show today, doing a great job. Mike Willman is here tomorrow from 8 to 10. Stay tuned for Andy Harris in the SoCal Restaurant Show. Don't forget, noon post today at Santa Anita. 12 race card, including the Santa Anita Derby. Santa Anita Oaks, get on out there. We will talk to you again next weekend. Thanks for listening, and cash some tickets today.